Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, Dror Lieber, and he is the founder and chief information officer at Coronet, and that website is coro.net, coro.net, an award-winning cloud security company helping you with your cybersecurity. I encourage you to go there and check it out. Dror, thanks again for being here. We are in World War III, and it's an arms race, isn't it, Dror?
I wouldn't say it's World War III because that implies that countries are doing a lot of the bad stuff.
Well, they are. Iran, North Korea, yeah. China, come on.
Yeah, but I think a lot of what we're seeing, especially targeting the small business market, is by criminals.
I agree.
By bad guys who are basically trying to get in there and make money.
We need to recognize. See, when we leave our physical building, Dror, and every day when I leave my company, my business, I lock the door and I set the alarm and I go home. I got insurance. I got a security system. I don't expect somebody to break in. So I'm ready to kind of go home and I don't worry about it. But the cyber part, we've got to defend. We got to be more active and intentional about protecting ourselves. It is more of an assault on us than our physical world, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's so much easier as well. You know, somebody can be sitting, you know, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of kilometers away or miles away from you and still have enormous impact on your business without you even knowing.
Yep.
Who's
winning, Dror? Are the bad guys winning, or are we winning? Are we holding our own?
I think we need to define winning. I think that we are doing a good job of defending. Those of us who are consciously making an effort are okay. My concern is with the vast majority who are looking the other way and trying not to think about this. You know, I always think about, cybersecurity to life insurance. A lot of us don't want to deal with life insurance because it puts us face-to-face with our mortality.
Right, we got to think about dying.
We don't want to deal with that, you know. We don't want to deal with writing a will. We don't want to deal with life insurance. We just think, oh, it's going to be okay. Same thing with cybersecurity. It's like, if I don't think about this, if I don't look at this, then it's going to be okay. I'm not a target. Why would anybody want to hit me? Mm-hmm. And that's really, these are the people that I'm most concerned about. Because these are the people who are basically easy prey. You know, there are thousands, tens of thousands of bad guys out there that are looking for a way in, and they're always going to find the easiest way in. So if you're mm-hmm. not protecting yourself, if you're not using something like Coronet, if you're not taking time to understand what are the risks, and if you're not taking time to explain to your employees how to work more safely...
You got to do training.
You
also have to, and this is what we've been talking about, you cannot be obtuse. You cannot be tone deaf. You cannot be ignorant of what your customers require from you, even if they haven't said anything yet. You need to be proactively prepared to respond to that. If you get an RFP, if you get a customer who says, tell me about your cybersecurity, you need to already be ready with a report to them. Let me tell you, this is what we do. That way, I mean, if they feel like you can answer their questions when it first comes up, that's going to take a lot of worry off of them, isn't it? You're going to become a preferred vendor in their mind right there.
Absolutely. I think cybersecurity and cybersecurity readiness has become a business development tool because it's not you need to show that you know what you're doing. You need to give them the confidence that their data is not going to be compromised through you. And if they don't have that confidence, you're not going to do business with them. That's just to get in. And once you're already in and you're doing business with them, God forbid something happens and you leak their data or you do something that ends up hurting that big corporation that is your customer, then first of all, they're not going to do business with you. Secondly, they're most probably going to sue you.
Yeah.
And thirdly, once the word gets out, you're not going to do business with anyone else.
You could literally be out of business overnight if you don't follow these basic guidelines. Hey, Dror, good job today as always. Come back soon.
I would love to.
Dror Lewer, ladies and gentlemen. Coronet is the company. Coro.net is the website. Joining us all the way from Israel. Quick, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.